With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The United States and several allies are warning against further Houthi rebel attacks on ships in the Red Sea. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
14 countries, including the U.S., have signed a joint statement condemning attacks on shipping vessels as illegal and unacceptable. The National Security Council's John Kirby says the U.S. and its partners are calling for the immediate end of these illegal attacks.
These actions directly threaten freedom of navigation and global trade, and they put innocent lives at risk.
The joint statement warned that the Houthis will bear the responsibility of the consequences should the attacks continue. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The black box from the fatal Air Force Osprey crash in Japan has been recovered with the data intact. Lisa Dwyer reports.
8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members were killed during a routine training flight on November 29th. The Osprey plane crashed off the coast of Yakushima Island in southwestern Japan. The Air Force was able to determine within days of the crash that a material failure and not a mistake by the crew led to those deaths. The military's entire Osprey fleet has been grounded since December 6th, and the government of Japan has also grounded its fleet. The black box is being sent to a lab for data retrieval. Analysis of that data is expected to take several weeks. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged hundreds of prisoners of war in the biggest single release of captives since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Ukrainian authorities say that 230 Ukrainian prisoners of war returned home in the first exchange in almost 5 months. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 284 points, the Nasdaq dropped 173, the S&P 500 lower by 38. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court says Texas does not have to accept abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
Abortion opponents have been challenging the emergency care law guidance in multiple states, including Texas, where the state also joined the lawsuit after they won at the district court level. The Biden administration appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that's just been rejected by a 3-judge panel. Opponents say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of a mother, but that the federal guidance goes too far. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Once again, abortion was the number one cause of death in the world during 2023. According to Worldometer, which tracks global population data, more than 73 million abortions were carried out around the globe last year. All other possible causes of deaths accounted for 67 million dead. This is SRN News. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. collected enough signatures to appear on the 2024 presidential ballot in Utah.
The independent has met the 1,000-signature requirement needed to qualify for the Utah ballot and can officially file to run as a presidential candidate in the state. Utah is the first state where Kennedy's campaign submitted signatures and qualified for ballot access. RFK's success at gaining ballot access in Utah reignites questions of whether the independent could play spoiler for the eventual Democratic and Republican nominees. John Scott reporting.
Meanwhile, a congressman and a senator's son have jumped into the race for the Utah Senate seat being vacated by Mitt Romney. Republican Congressman John Curtis announced his campaign after initially saying he would not run for Senate. Brent Orrin Hatch also announced his candidacy Tuesday. Hatch is one of 6 children of the late Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. More details at SRNNews.com.